It now has a mind of its own.
It only calls one of those.
Okay. So we're holding here, middle of Perek Chaf, about the different mitzvahs that the Avos did, and why certain mitzvahs are ascribed to the Avos. He explained why each one is shayach to that particular Av, and so on. So now he's going to go back again to discussing what they only make in those mitzvahs. V'losha toma kilokiem Yitzchak rak mitzvah shchita v'yakam mitzvah Shabbos sheze einoy. It doesn't mean when it says we find Yitzchak did Shechita Yaakov Shabbos, it doesn't mean to exclude the others. Divadei Mekayim Shabbos Gam Kein. It says certainly one Mekayim other mitzvahs. Rak v'pnei ke'ela mitzvahs ruyim l'kol echad is a atzmai. Dehayne mitzad midosam nechshavas a mitzvah k'rim tzum olav aschayos agadol. So he says all other mitzvahs they did because they inherited it, because they knew it was right, but it wasn't something that they could feel is that which they were obligated to do. Masha'in Kain, this, because it came from the Amida, it had a din of mitzvah v'isa, and therefore it would be similar to anything that you mitzvah v'isa, and you get more schar for that. What's interesting here is that I guess one could possibly musadik extend it to other situations. If let's say, you know, we have mitzvahs that we're mechuyev to do. This is what the Torah said mechuyev to do, and that's that. The mitzvahs, but let's say a person feels he has some special ability, talent, asset, etc., with which he could possibly help other people. So it's something which, if I have a sense that this might be my life's mission, so even if there's no direct sivui on this or that or whatever, still it's something that I'm entitled to. I can feel, so to speak, a mitzvah v'isa. The things that I feel I'm uniquely suited for, I have special ability, inclination, etc. to it, that one might say is called a mitzvah v'isa. So extending his point, I would extend it to us as well. Shekashahu mitzvah v'Hashem Yisbarach dov ez eis madrega she mitzvah v'Hashem Yisbarach sheroi tzuchav she'asa mitzvah. So the reason why a mitzvah v'isa is a greater, more schar, so Tosfos says because you have Yitzhara, he explains because I have a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a kium of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's rotzen as well. Now, those mitzvahs are perceived as noble deeds and noble acts, and that's true, and that's right. But these are perceived as things that not only are the deeds good in themselves, but also fulfilling a Kaddish Baruch Hu's rotzen is a davar tov. A moshma davar tov, a person likes gardening and he makes a nice garden, that's wonderful. Let's say his parents ask him to make the garden, so now he's made a garden and he's also fulfilled a rutz of his parents. So the mitzvah v'isa, the mitzvah part of it is what makes it chashev. V'dover zein sofik ka mitzvah yesem adreger chshivis kashem uchuyiv ba v'kashiv ishus einech sevas kach. A mitzvah that a person's mitzvah certainly has greater standing than something not mitzvah. That's exactly what Chazal meant when he said Gadol HaMitzvoisa Mishayin HaMitzvoisa. Ve'im pirushi rak ma shamarnu ki adova shu choyv u'mukra hu yesu adrega ma shu rishus shem lo yesu adrega lo hayu mechuyev. So now he says he gives a different knach to it, and let's explain the knach he gives now. And this is true about mitzvahs that are mitzvah v'isa. His point is that which has to be is more essential than that which may be. So if I tell you this and this food is absolutely necessary for you to eat, where this and this food is good to eat, that which is necessary to eat is going to be of a higher madriga than that which is good to eat. That's the teva dvarim. That's almost by definition. The mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave you means he gave it to you as something that's mukhra. You must do it. Must is equal to it cannot be without it. So those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave you are mukhrach, and that's and that goes into something about your essential being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, without this, you are not the person you need to be. As opposed to the mitzvahs, which are good and nice, and you understand they're good and nice, but if you aren't mitzvah, they can't go into the essential definition of what you are. So he says, V'yakov v'yemekayim shabbos shekach rodef midosay davazek korv lechiyuv v'amadrega yoseh b'zeh. So those things that are on my madrega, then they certainly are much more essential to me. It's as if, for instance, if I am a gifted pianist, then playing piano is very close to who I am and what I am. And without playing piano, I would have a very difficult time surviving. I wouldn't feel good, and so on. So we have it, those things that a person is mukhrach, are the most essential to him. Those things that are extremely central to the midas he has is similar to that. So he says, "Af al gav shei mekayim in kol ha-mitzvahs." So even though, well, kach nichtei kolech dvar ha-mitzvah l'finasi, that's why each one has listed the particular mitzvah that's his. "Af al gav shei mekayim kol ha-mitzvahs." Ha-mitzvahs eilu sh'roma z'akosach shei mekayimim ho-yu krov melachiyuv u'madregis ha-mitzvahs yoysa. The mitzvahs that he was being mekayim are closer home. They are very close to chiyuv and a higher daga. Kilfimidosah Shavrom Ralasas Kala Torik Moshe Zbaya. Shavrom Avinu, his daga is all of Torah. Lachach Sro Yosef Mashay Zachem. Avshem Mekay Mitzis. Kim Shaz Vidosah Vena Mayel Kol Kach. Omnam, he says, Kol Ze Hu Mitzis Esei. So now the problem is he's going to need to answer the two places that Yaakov Avinu didn't keep away from marrying two sisters and Amram marrying Dodoso and so on. Kozo mitzvahs esei lefisha mitzvahs esei hi lekinyan maila vashleimo v'loy hoyo mechas atzim kina shleimos avol mitzvahs lo yisase she'em ben kina maila klal rak shu mechuyo shol yase dovaze em vaze kinyan maila. So you don't actually get any mila from it, but rather it's staying away from being over on Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a very interesting point that's a little harder to understand, because one would assume the following. One would assume that losa says are damaging to you. So if somebody wears shatnes or eats chazetz, it's something which affects you negatively, and once again we have it with tzivui, without a tzivui. I mean, just like wearing tzitzis is a mitzvah or a mila, independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he said. So why can't we understand losa says as being also a chisaron that you need to stay away from? I don't know where he gets his point. And he says, and then he says something. Rak imbo aveiru liyode v'nitzal mikabel zeschar. This is very common ketushin. Mikol mukim be'etzim is loisa say emem schar. So it is true. He says the Gemara ketushin says that if a person had the chance to do an aveira, and he stayed away from it, he gets schar as if he's mekayim it. But that's only he gets schar for the for overcoming his yetzahara, but you can't say there's any particular progress or growth in a person for not doing the mitzvah. By definition, almost they can't come at the mitzvah sasei ben schar. Vim lo yemuchuyev klal im kein lo meikayim shel tzorech. So if he's not chayev, why would he want to do it? What's the point of it? A mitzvah sasei where you get a certain type of maila, so I understand that. Im loyem uchiyav klal im kein lami kanshet zor kim darina per kamnik dushin שאימא קבנה לא יסע שישחק או יסע מצווה, רק מעבר לידע. ובשום מקום לא מצינו שישחק אשר מקיים מצווה לא יסע שי. You don't see any שחר for that. וראי לזה, נושא פטורס מצווה יש מהגרומה, ומקיים את המצווה שם שחר, על זה כמי שאין מוצווה ויסה. So let's take a look at something, let's take a look at a parallel case. Women are part of mitzvah yish mangroma, but if they do it, they get schar. So we would say, okay, so women to shake a loaf of esek, to eat in the sukkah, to do all these mitzvahs, they even make a bracha. So it certainly means they're getting some sort of mitzvah out of it. But if it's mitzvahs loises yish nashem pturis, im mekaimus ha mitzvah ein bohem schar klal, ki anoshem pturis melatam elameisim umbal takif. So he says, here you have two los assays that women are potter, and yet they're not. We never find anybody being mahada for a woman not to buy over these things. Now his mashal is a little bit difficult to understand. I mean, the two mitzvahs that he points out, Nosha Ptuz Matam Le Mesim, Pashas, because they don't have Kedushas Kahuna. It's not as if, I mean, what happens if a Yisrael would decide and say, you know what, I'm going to do Lefim Shos Adin, I won't be Tame Tames. That's not Lefim Shos Adin, you're not a Kohen. It's a Bnei Aaron, V'loi Bnei Saren. So women, it's not as if women could have the inyan, but they're potter. Mrs. Magromat means they could be sitting a sukkah, they could take a loaf of nesvik, except the Torah says they need not to do it. But there's no special hafka. The mitzvah is not limited to men, the etzim. It's limited to, it's a universal mitzvah. Women are potter. The loisasi of kahuna, women are just not considered bnei aaron, it's a din of bnei aaron. It might also be tied to the kedushas kahuna of being a beis hamikdash and doing avoda and so on, and then not. Baltakiv, lechur baltakiv is also since they're not shaykh to baltashchis, it's something about their tzura doesn't have their features don't have a problem with baltashchis and baltakiv. It's all something that is, you know. It's not a tour. It just doesn't apply. They don't have, since they don't have a beard, so those mitzvahs don't apply to it. And I don't. You know, it's very hard. Mashal. He's bringing a raya from there that there's no lefnim shor hadin. Over there, it's in mitzvah zman grama. There's nothing physical about a woman as shaykh to zman grama. It's a universal mitzvah that applies to all men, and women. I mean, it's fine because they're women. This is hard. I don't know what to do. Brenze de pe kam de kushen. Vor a mine yosh lova ve nitsa skha koise mitzva. Mukilo ke shba ve yol yod ve nitzo. Vim kein lomi kein ma mitzes bekhina. Ve ze ene bekim mit es esse shesh be mitzva kinyan mailo. Ol a fikach avrom shel of ruya kolto kulok mach es bay me kein mit es esse mitzes lezasi. Kadovat ze kurvli eschiv. So by him it was on klolis tayra that it was like a chiyuv. Avasharav is mitzvahs esoy mekayim. It says leisoy mekayim. La'achas shloim mechuyav medov lemel mekayim. So that's his answer, that it's a difference between essays and los essays. Olakach Yaakov nasi beizachoyes amr ledosik eldvorm in los essay v'kim shloim mechuyavim lahoy mekayim. That is the Maral Shita, and he says in Gra'i the same thing. Okay. Umasha Mavi Psochim, Kiyakle Roitz Levorech, Mipne Shanosa Bezachoyas. So the Gemara says, famous Gemara Mavi Psochim, that Lossed Lovo, they're going to hand around the Koysa Birchas Amazin and ask everybody to bench. And everybody's going to politely decline and say, I'm not worthy to bench. So it says Yaakov Avinu didn't want a bench. Why? What's wrong with him is he married two sisters, and therefore he's just not worthy of benching. So the chura from this, you see, not like he said, you see that it would have been appropriate for him to refrain from it, And the fact that it didn't refrain from it's lacking in stature. Zayin acher. Ki Yaakov shenosa beis achoyos hayoroyu sheyisa beis achoyos. The things that the others did, they knew in Ruach HaKodesh that it was appropriate. In other words, the propriety of their acts was something that was that they knew and they understood. Vein Sofik, he says, Kikol zivug ha'ovis lo yeh b'mikra. The zivug of the ovis was all through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'b'shvil she'ro Yaakov she'yisa dafke achoyis. V'dova zeh osa b'soif. Dova zeh k'tzat chisorin ma'ashay misugu l'muchon l'dova k'zeh. So he says like this. It wasn't because he did an iser. It was because he's not choshev enough. The fact that he was not of the stature where this should apply to him. Let's give a mashal. If I say, is this young person appropriate that he should say something that he should lead to Tehillim on Yom Kippur? And I would say it's not appropriate because he eats. So say, but he's allowed to eat. He's mechuyev to eat. But Hagufa, because he's a person so young that it's mutter for him to eat, that itself tells me that he's not chashev. There's something lacking in him because you see he's too young even to fast. That's a sort of a vague mashal. Had Yaakov Avinu been shayach mitzadis person to the Yisr, the Yisr would have been chal on him, just like it did by Avram. The fact that he wasn't shayach to it, so he did nothing wrong, and there was not even lefnim shos. Furthermore, according to the Maral's logic, even if he would have refrained and not actually married two sisters, he would still be not chashev not because he could marry two sisters. The fact that he was his ruchniyistik built was of such that marrying two sisters was not a problem, that itself was a problem. The ein sof, he says v'dovzei also besoif b'shvil sheyroi actually said davka choyes. The fact that Yaakov was cut out to marry two sisters, that was right for him. V'dovzei also besoif, and it's something which is not going to be appropriate. Dovzei k'tzas chisar mashem esugul muhul davka zeh. So that becomes a chisar. Alva Yitzchak, av shemute gam kein lisa beis achoyes. Say yes. Okay. So, using the logic I gave you, it should be true for Yitzchak also. Why for Yitzchak does it say something else? Because it says because he had Esav. Say the same thing with he could have married two sisters. He was mutin lavim by his logic. So he says mikol mukam lohi muchon lezeh sheyisa beis achoyes. Dovish also besoif. Kmo Yaakov shem muchon dovish also besoif. Oshel kach leirotz levar. So he says a deeper point. He says, yes, Yitzchak was, if he wanted to, could have married two sisters. He didn't have to marry two sisters, which means that he was not, his ruchnistik stature was chashev in this area. The fact that he could marry, that he did not have to marry two sisters, he had a marriage to one woman. So even though he would have been mutter, but I don't consider that a chisaron. Yaakov Avinu had to marry two sisters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had destined him to marry two sisters. So his mitzias was a man who marries sister-in-laws, sisters. And being that this is something that someday will come usher, it's a chisorin in him that he must marry two sisters. U'bishlokach le'yotzu levarech. U'me'ati yutur tzlecho ha'rikoma v'tavoyach tevach, porlo beis ha'shchita. V'hochen shit l'gid ha'nosh v'fneem. So he says there's a big difference. So that's what he says over here. So it answers that well also. It's very interesting. There is a discussion in halacha if things that are not asur, l'mashal, it says machalas asuris amitamtim es alev. So, machalas asuris amitamtim es alev, does that happen also when you are not, when you're allowed to eat it? Does that happen then also or not? So, they talk about it. The way he's saying over here, it seems that if they weren't chayiv in it, it wouldn't be Tamas Alev. All the way he's defining now, all mitzvahs losa say, the very core of any harm, of anything wrong that they might be, that they might create in you, is all because of the Issa Shavai. It's interesting because the Rishonim do talk about when they give time and mitzvahs like Ramban and so on, they give all sorts of timing of what's wrong with it. Even the physical time they give, it all sounds as if there's a reason why it's us in its own right. But be it as it may, that's what it is. Voyager turns to Kushik Dola, another kasha, the pair called Shoy, it's a big kloyim. It says Shemuto says him tachrich lemeis. You're allowed to use it as tachrich. Does it have a loyal rush? Does it have a metal rush? But it's based on kvaras. You have a loyal rush. I have a loyal rush. The Mishnah says, "Tais es over there." Why it says a mesim chavshim in mitzvahs? That mesim don't have any mitzvahs, and that's why you can bury them in a shroud that's made of klayim. So he asks, it says you're not allowed to walk into a beis hakvaras with tzitzis because you're loyal rush. So, you know, you're sort of making fun of them, and that they don't have this mitzvahs. So why can you bury them with kloyim? L'chura, you're creating the same problem. You're dressing him with something, so to speak, emphasizing that he's part of a mitzvahs. Well, if it's very noloy kasha, he says the way he said before, it's not a kasha. In other words, there's no problem. I'm not in any way casting aspersion on you for not doing the losasei and not being loyal because you're not shy to losasei. It's just like, you know, a woman not having a bris mila is not of inferior status. She doesn't have the mitzvahs of a bris. A mace, once he's part of losases don't exist as far as he's concerned. A mitzvah's essay, it's a mila. He could be shaykh to it. It has nothing to do with the tzivu. It has to do with the mitzvah. Kimishon chui b'mitzvah so mekayim mitzvah's losasei. Umishon chui b'mitzvah koin zeh shein sochel chayim mitzvah's kalayim. Vein mekayim mitzvah's losasei. Shneim em shavin. It makes, if you're mechuyev and you refrain from it, or you're not mechuyev and you refrain, it's the same thing. Kia mechuyev kashikim a mitzvah lo ova lo osa chet lo kona shleimus. Somebody is mechuyev and he didn't do it, all that he didn't do was, he didn't lose anything. Afa potter kashe lo kim a mitzvah kim shu potter lo osa chet lo kona shum shleimus. O lefikach ein kan lo iglo rosh. Aval kashal kim is his essay, Avgashu Potter, in a dime potter lemishu chaye bedover kima mitzvah. So one is, for instance, let's give an example, gets translated to some Olma Maisa. If I'm lacking, I don't have a grand piano, a Stradivarius. So it's true that I wouldn't have much to do if I did have it, but I could certainly say it's something valuable to have. It's something impressive, nice, I don't know, some sort of mila, I guess, to have one in the house. But let's talk about some sort of medication, some sort of expensive medication that I can't afford. If I don't need it, so what? If I keep an expensive medication in my house, there's no mila to it if I don't need it. Because the only purpose of the medication is to take care of a problem. So, bye. So if I don't have the problem, I don't have the issue over here. If somebody is not a metzuvah on the lo saseh, then the problem doesn't exist. And the problem doesn't exist, there's no sense of I could have had it, not have it. But so if somebody comes, if I go to somebody's house, this person has medication that costs $7,000 a pill, and he shows off and says, huh, you see, I have it, you don't. So thank God I don't have it, I don't need it. But let's say a guy shows off the Stradivarius that he has. It's a statement. When he says, I have one and you don't have one, it's a meaningful statement. It may not be the first item that on my shopping list, but at least, you know, I don't know, maybe Santa's listening, so maybe I'll get it in my if you can fit one in a very big stocking, maybe we'll get it as a stocking stuffer. But other than that, it's not a chisaron. Avol, kashalokim, it's a sense of avgav shupoto, eina doime poto ptor lemishu chaya bedavikim a mitzvah. Okay, so that is how he answers this reply. Now he's going to go back to Yaakov, and he's going to sort of backtrack on the pshat that he says. Yesh b'medrash she Yaakov la'isav im lovin garti afal pi kein taig mitzvah shemarti. Im kein mocher shek of shamakol tokem avram, and lemaisa the midah of Yaakov of pisfarim is a midah that shayach to Torah. Titn emes Yaakov. Yaakov is shayach to Torah. So he says ulefize on that chazal tzarch loyma ki Yaakov hoye muchen gamkin lekol atoyk ma'avram. Vatam kumer shamano shatir tikor teres chesed lichsiv teres chesed al shayno. ובשביל כך זכה אברום שמידוס החסד על התורה כמו שהסבר. וכך תקרא התורה תורס אמס על שם שיש באמס הבור. So he says this is, you know, Torah is אמס. So you have, Torah is called chesed in one way and אמס in another way. ולכך זכה יעקב שמידוס אמס על התורה כי יחסית נמס יעקב חסד אברום. So Torah itself, this is very fascinating. The Torah itself has two aspects to it, and both are correct. Let's give an example. Imagine somebody has issues, deep emotional issues, problems, the typical stuff that you sort of people, I don't know, have to get help for. And I tell the person, you know, your life is messed up because you've been lying to yourself, you haven't been honest with yourself, you can't face the truth, etc., etc. Here is a way of life. Here is something that a program that is going to force you to confront the truth, and this will give you a life back, and you're going to be happy with yourself, and you're going to be able to face yourself, and so on and so forth. How do I call this program? Do I call this the best thing that I could possibly give him? It's a great gift, it's a chesed, or living with the emes? Either of the two is appropriate. I can look at it from the fact that this is, I'm trying to help you. You're living a messed up, muddled life. And the reason is because you're not honest with yourself. You're not facing the truth. And you're not willing to do that. Or I could say, well, this is an honest life. And that which is honest is good and strong. And I can label it both. And they happen to both be right. The truth is, at some point, we're going to have to learn how the two are together. But as far as we're concerned, they're really two separate things. I could think of being nice to somebody, just giving him gifts and, you know, kind of being kind to him. And I could think of emes as being different and so on. But at the end of the day, in this case, they're the same.
So
now we do have a problem. So now that he's said that Yaakov Avinu is also Shat Kol HaTorah Kula, how could he marry two sisters? What's Soloima? The kemoi shekimu kol atera di ruach hakodesh, kachutu lahem ken ezemitzah ruach hakodesh. So this is the same answer, more or less, as Reb Chaim Volozhin says, that before Matan Torah, everything was because we understand this to be right. From Matan Torah onwards, we have something called a tzivui, and this is what we have to do. And we don't at all look at what would be, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to do. It's what I'm mechuyev to do. My first point of reference for right and wrong is the Shulchan Aruch. It's tzivuyim. So Yaakov Avinu was shaykh to keeping this mitzvah, and therefore he didn't marry any other two sisters. These in particular were Ruach HaKodesh. Kein sofik ki zivug shel obes hoy ben Hashem yisparach al Ruach HaKodesh. Ulefi ze roi loima ki gam Yitzhak Avinu shei echem ne obes shei hoy lema mailal yoyna v'yekrev malas ha-teira l'kach gam kein hoy mekayim kol ha-teira. So now he wants to say, if we're telling me that Avram and Yaakov, both of them, are shayach to Torah, each with his own midah, he's not going to leave out Yitzchak and say, kind of, Yitzchak's on the bench. That doesn't make any sense anymore. Maybe if we said Avram's, okay, so say one of a special. To say one of a special not doesn't work. So he wants to say Yitzchak Avinu also had this mila. By a kreba masa Torah. L'chach gam kein hoye mekayim kol ha-teira. Rak. Sh'al pol, al kol panim hoye chiluk ve-hefrish b'neihem. Ve, ki Avram sh'o imuchel le-gam la-teira, ki lo hoye metzuve. So Avram Avinu, so certainly they were mekayim kol ha-teira kula. But Avram Avinu was totally muchen to Ma'alos ha-Torah. I want to add another knetch that sort of, I think, will fit in well with what he said. And I think it also helps clear up something. L'chura, the way he says it now, one would say the following. The others were more or less muchen for Torah. And that's why they were mekabel kol ha-teira kula and so on and so forth. Avram was most muchan, Yitzhak and Yaakov were less muchan, but everyone else, all of Klal Yisrael from the generation afterwards, l'chura, by the fact they were told to do it, they seem to be very, very muchan to Torah. I mean, can we say that we're better than others? Very, very hard to believe that. So what I'd like to posit is the following. When somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us b'dibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us by being mitzavos and by saying yior, nasa adam, and so on. So the mimer itself creates the person, and the dvar Hashem creates a person. The person who is mitzuvah, so just like if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in terms of being, I become that. May it also not be said that which a person is mitzuvah means that's also his mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the minute when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah me something, that becomes part of who I am, who I can be, who I ought to be, and so on. So I would like to understand that we who are mitzuvim are also very shaykh to Torah. We become affected negatively. It not because beforehand. It's not because we were such wonderful people. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said every single Jew from this point onwards now is a natural Torah keeper, and we're going to, you know, they're shaykh to Torah. Once the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to be mitzvah us, the fact that we're mitzuvim makes us into the Brias that we are. That's what I like to think over here. Okay.
Just one question.
Sure.
I vaguely remember, if it's wrong, and then, you know, Yaakov married two sisters, that it was okay because it was outside of Eretz Yisrael.
The Ramban says that, and that's what they're about. It's Ramban's teretz, and he disagrees with it. He feels it's just kind of it certainly doesn't answer. Well, I guess Yocheved and him was also out of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, but yes, that Ramban says that teretz, correct.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Good fach. Bye.